Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. Good to see you again, Teresa.
Good to see you. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to hang out. You got a new book coming out this month, Good Grief. I don't even know if that's how you say it, but I just every time.
It sounded fabulous.
Good Grief. What inspired you to write this, and what's the essence behind that, the title?
It's, heal your soul, learn to honor your loved ones, and learn to live again. Because what I found from
it's a good philosophy.
Yeah. With my client, you know, I learned so much from my gift. And the main thing, one of the things that Spirit has talked about in the past 2 years is that people don't know how to grieve. They feel that there's one particular way that they should feel or go through this process. And there are 12 stages of grief. And from what Spirit talks about time and time again is that there is no right or wrong way to grieve. Everyone is different. And the book kind of gives you permission to grieve on your own. So I kind of go with all the stages of grief. And then after each chapter, give you like healing moments where you actually do something to help you with the healing process. So whether it's journal, you know, writing down things down in a journal, going out and actually doing something in memory of your loved ones.
Right. Wow. That's fascinating. Something people can relate to
because we all
lose someone at some point in our lives there. And this book seems to have a little homework with it, right? You want readers to start using a journal?
That's it. Yeah. A little homework.
Well, how does that help?
Well, because I think sometimes it's easier to write things down if you don't want to talk about your feelings. And some people, you know, everyone grieves so differently. Like me, I just talk about everything. You know, some people, they don't know how to talk about the way their loved one, especially if their loved one dies unexpectedly or maybe in an accident.
Right.
Maybe it's a suicide or an accidental overdose. Some people really struggle with how do I honor them? How I shouldn't be because of the way that they died. So
right. Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah,
exactly. And the latest season of Long Island Medium recently kicked off. Who are some of the celebrities you give readings to?
Oh my God, there's so many. First of all, it's crazy that there's even celebrities that want to be on my show that they know who I am. Like, what do you mean you know who I am? Like, it's crazy. well, some of it has already aired. I read Carson Kressley.
Okay.
It was fabulous. Rosie O'Donnell, Billy Gardell.
Yeah.
Kim Zolciak.
We just had her here recently.
Oh my God, how fabulous is she?
She's hilarious.
Love her. And her husband was with her. And
he was here too. He just sat quietly in the corner.
Well, nothing quite. When he came with her, he ended up getting red.
Huh.
It was crazy.
I bet it happens like that.
Crazy. It was unbelievable. And they are like the nicest. She's hilarious, and they're like the sweetest family.
Well, you know, my wife's a big fan.
I know.
She's always wanting me to get red.
Oh, why don't you guys come on, be on Long Island Medium?
We're not in Long Island. Those are all these coasters you have. Do you travel?
I travel, yes. Okay,
she's here right now.
We're going to start shooting. My book comes out. Long Island Medium is airing. My book comes out, and I'm going on tour. I'm going on a book tour, so I might be in a city near you.
Okay.
You have to check my website,
TeresaCaputo.com.
But then as soon as I get back, we start shooting season 8 of Long Island Medium.
Wow, good for you.
Have you ever been contacted by or talked to like a dead celebrity?
I have seen them, yes.
I was just curious. I don't know if like dead celebrities show up too.
Depends on if they know. Like, I can't just go, okay, so now I want to channel
right,
Elvis.
Right, right,
like,
right,
it doesn't
Michael
work
Jackson
like that.
Today.
Right, right.
It doesn't. I was going to say him.
See, I'm a medium,
yeah, I
too.
Think you're gonna, well, you could be the medium. I'll be the small. It did happen one time. So, like, this is how it works, what people don't understand. So, sometimes I'll see a celebrity as maybe a sign or a symbol, or they'll actually channel. So, I was doing a group, like, in... I forgot, I was in like the city somewhere and there was a young girl and I'm like, this is crazy. I'm like, I think Michael Jackson is here.
Oh,
I feel like an idiot. Like, this is what I'm talking about. I'm like, and he's talking. I look at this girl. She's wearing this oversized hooded sweatshirt. And I'm like, he's talking about that you're like his number one fan. Meanwhile, she's like 19 and this was like 10 years ago and probably 15 years ago. And I go, he's talking about one of his tour shirts from the 1980s. She freaking took off the sweatshirt and had on the t-shirt from that tour. I was like, first of all, you're too young. I think you were born in that year, number one. And what are you doing with that? Like, you're crazy. Wow. So I don't know how to explain. I don't know how to explain that. Yeah. You know, how do you explain that? And then one time I was doing a live show. It was right after Prince passed away. And there was a guy in the audience and he was in a suit. You know, some men come with their wives in that dress and... I said to the guy, I go, this is crazy. I'm like, but Prince is telling me that you wore that tie in memory of him and that you posted on all of these websites tributes in memory of him. And the guy looked at me and started hysterical crying. He's like, I'm a huge fan. And he says, I did. I wore this tie. He goes, I'm wearing purple all week in memory of Prince. Mm. He says, and I posted on multiple websites this tribute.
Yeah.
Now, come on.
Yeah, no, that's a trip.
I was like, this is crazy. It can't be, you know?
Yeah. But and we were talking about this a little off air, but a pretty scary moment when you got a mammogram recently.
Sure.
I believe it was in the episode
mm-hmm.
two.
Yeah.
What's the latest news on that? What are the updates?
Well, I just went for a regular routine. You know, people was like, why do you put that on TV? But this is part of my life. This is why Long Island Medium is so successful, because it's my life. I was going for my annual checkup and I never thought, and neither did the doctor think, that they ever would have found something. And so I was lucky enough, fortunate enough that they were able to do the biopsy right then and there.
Oh, good. Good.
And, so it was very scary because I was at that age. My grandmother was around the age of when she had breast cancer. So, you know, it was a little scary moment. But
wow.
Thank God everything's good. And
yeah.
Okay.
Good to hear. Good
yeah.
to hear. Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, Teresa, I find your ability so fascinating. Can you describe how you communicate with spirits and how the process actually happens? And how old were you when you found out you had this ability?
So I always say, I wish it was something really cool that happens. it just happens. So what happens is, like, I'll just start to sense and feel things. So I will start to sense and feel a bond and relationship, the way that someone died. And it's just a knowing. I don't hear the way we hear each other speak now. I don't see the way we see each other here in the physical world. I
so
see
it just sort of presents
silhouettes.
Itself as opposed
yes.
to you channeling it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And it's more of a feeling?
Yes, it's more of a feeling.
Okay.
Right.
You are so afraid of me. You.
I like you. What do you mean?
No. I know you like me, but I mean, you're afraid I'm going to say something to you.
No. Are you picking something up in this
I
room?
I don't know. You know what? Because I feel when I feel guarded, and it's not a negative thing. It's just I know when someone's sensitive,
yeah.
and I get that. I want to hear, but I don't know if I want to hear.
Well, are you hearing something with me?
I felt something.
You felt something.
I felt something.
Well, maybe that's my magnetism. In my energy.
It could be. You never know. It could be.
It's his charisma.
A lot of women feel that, but
maybe it's the hair. felt the hair. We have a similar hair.
Did you feel some sort of vibe in my aura?
I did. I felt two male energies. There was one father energy. So father for me could be like grandfather, uncle, or father-in-law, someone like that. And then I did feel a younger soul that departted, and he departed unexpectedly. Is that correct?
Yeah, both are
perfect. So those are the two souls that I felt. But the younger soul, I want to say, I'm going to use the term, because I feel that bond in relationship. It was almost like a brother. So you had to be pretty close to him, whether it be a cousin or a best friend, someone you grew up with, but you had that like brotherly bond.
He was my cousin, right?
And you were very close to him.
Yeah, it's hard to get closure.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the other thing that I talk about in my book. Closure is such a hard word because I don't think there ever is closure because your loved ones live on. Their soul lives on. So there is no, I think what it is, it's
I still
peace.
Never erased his phone
it's
number
peace.
From my phone. Isn't that weird?
It's peace that
not
you
really.
Need.
Yeah.
He just said to me, he goes, he thinks of me every single day. There are things that your son does that remind you of your cousin. Is that correct? Or there are moments.
Really
or oh, you have
it.
A son. Yeah, you have a son
have
and a daughter. So don't be surprised if something now happens, because when spirit brings me to the eyes, to their eyes, and then to your eyes, it means that you see a lot of them in your life now. So whether it be with something that you're doing or within a child, mm-hmm. just know that it's, but he did die. He died unexpectedly. Is that correct?
He died unexpectedly.
Because he keeps saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. So whatever that is. And then he made me feel like that he didn't want you to carry a burden or guilt. Burden or guilt is any type of negative emotion that we place on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Should have, could have, would have, only if, whatever it is. And I'm going to, because I said to him, I go, why do you keep bringing up that brother bond, that brother bond? And he says, because I want him to know that he did know me better than anyone else. Does that make sense?
Yeah, very close.
So yes, I feel like don't question. I don't know if it's the how he died or the way that he died. Like, it's like, don't question our relationship. Does that make sense?
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
I don't know what that, if that, I don't understand that. I don't have to understand
right.
it.
Well, it makes me feel better, so that's all matters.
Yeah, but you know, you could save 15% on Geico. If
you in 15 minutes
in
or 15 less.
In 15 minutes or less. Yes.
Okay, good. So we got him out of the way.
We got that out of there. We got the gecko. We got the cousin. Your grandfather.
Yeah, my grandfather recently passed.
Very proud of you. Yeah. Always has been. Like, I feel like I look over, he has like tears in his eyes, and he just like salutes. That's my symbol of where there's such a pride, and you know.
We were close too.
Yeah, very.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
wait,
what a trip.
Did you speak at someone's funeral, or did you want to?
I spoke at his.
Perfect.
Yeah, I spoke
thanking
at his.
You for the amazing and beautiful. Because he kept saluting. I go, why are you still saluting?
I spoke at
so
his.
No, he wants to thank you for the amazing and beautiful tribute that you gave him.
Yeah, I did say it as well. Wow, that's a trip.
Did he also like have coins or something, or jiggle his keys or coin? I hear like keys.
A lot of knickknacks.
No, so
a lot of knick-knacks.
Sometimes you have to interpret it your own way.
Yeah.
So like they can show me something.
Maybe, yeah.
So I keep hearing like change jingling in a pocket. So when spirit does that, that means that's something that maybe they did, or you connect with coins and or keys. So if you don't understand it, I like that better, because then when it comes up or something happens. So don't be surprised like if you find change in odd places and you start noticing, know that that's a symbol and sign that he's with you
I'm
at that exact moment.
I'm going to ask my mom, because I know he had
all
this stuff. Yeah, what a trip.
Was he very,
thanks.
Are you like, you were like a religious article or something? Or
was he a religious guy?
No, I keep saying this religious article. Are you worried that someone might not be at peace?
No. No, he lived a long, full life.
No, not him.
Not my cousin, but my grandfather did. He was like
mid-90s. Are you afraid that someone's... Because when they keep going like this and they show me a cross, it's my symbol for when, if someone's not wearing a religious article, then it's my symbol for they might feel that someone's soul might not be at peace because of the way that they departed.
Huh. I mean, we had a Catholic service.
Well, I mean,
No.
Your grandfather went pretty late in life and he seemed pretty peaceful based
No, 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 no. It's someone else. It's someone else. It's not
Nichols.
Him.
I've been lucky to not really have anybody close to me that's ever passed away.
Oh, they were.
Yeah, my grandfather died when I was like five.
It's not a father energy or a grandfather. It's like remove.
That's just Fraser's salty energy.
Yeah, that could just
no.
That permeates.
Deep. Yeah. It's a little. Huh? It's a little deep.
Okay, well, we'll keep talking, and maybe it'll come up right here.
Maybe it's.
Are you big on social media, by the way?
Oh, I love social. You know what I love? I'm obsessed with now.
What's that?
Snapchat. Those filters. Shut up.
You like the Snapchat, huh?
My son sent my daughter a Snapchat and said, "Can we tell Snapchat to have them tell mommy to stop Snapchatting?"
Oh my gosh.
He's like, "Mom, they're embarrassing as a son, but as a viewer, they're funny."
Do you like Instagram, Twitter too?
Do
you do all of
I
them?
I do. I like all that.
Do you read the comments from people and stuff?
Sometimes. I try not to read too much. Like I just don't have time, but right. I appreciate all my fans. I have the most amazing fans. So sometimes I go through, I just like things, you know, because I can't sit and respond. So I just like, I go through when I like stuff.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Before
we let you go, Teresa,
yes.
I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right. Very easy. Did you say why?
No, wait, no.
Oh, I thought you said why.
No.
Why? I said it's very
why? Easy. Why do you want to ask me?
Your first car.
Oh God. It was a duster.
I remember your friends laughing in your face. I remember a duster.
A duster. It was brown. My grandparents gave it to me, and they had it all pinstriped with my name on it.
Oh.
I had a sheepskin steering wheel, sheepskin seat covers. Yeah.
Wow.
It was brown.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was.
Biggest pet peeve?
I don't have any.
Really?
Okay. I don't know. What can
nothing bothers you?
Everything bothers me.
Everything.
Everything.
All right, everything.
Everything.
Fair
no.
enough.
I don't know.
First TV show on your DVR?
Oh, it would be Long Island Medium.
Okay.
Now, actually, it Long Island Medium and
yes.
This Is Us.
This Is Us. Good show.
Shut
right,
up. Oh, my God.
It?
Completely obsessed.
Very good show. Celebrity reading on your wish list?
Mario Lopez.
We can make that happen.
I think we just did.
Right? Yeah.
No, you know what? I'm going to have to say Blake Shelton.
Okay. You like him, huh?
You think you can help me out with that?
Yeah, maybe.
You know him?
We'll see what's up.
All right.
All right, I do.
Favorite Snapchat filter?
Oh, they're endless. I love them. I love everyone that has a voice changer. The one with your lips go really big and the teeth.
Yeah.
And there's new ones every day.
There's new ones. Did you see the one this week?
There's new ones every day.
Yeah, where you hold up the heart. It says love and it has the little
ears.
Oh,
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's adorable.
I never post. I check other stuff.
Oh, constantly.
They need to retire the puppy.
Yes.
And the ring of flowers around the head. Come on.
They have new rings of flowers.
Well, you need to use the ring of flowers a lot.
The bunny. So the bunny is adorable. Right. The bunny.
I don't know the bunny.
Because you could do it with your friend and then it changes your voice and it sounds like this. And it's like, oh my God, I just love the Snapchat.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, the Long Island Media Mirror Sunday is on TLC and the new book is Good Grief. Good. Teresa, thank you for everything.
Thank you.
For stopping
by. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for having me.
On with Mario Lopez.